Hey, Baz from YMCA. Morning.
Hey, Barry.
Morning, Cindy. It's great to be here with you today.
So and, lovely to have
I'm
you back.
So enjoying being here back on the butter.
Thank you. Is the extra annoying bit, right?
I didn't mention your name, Baz, at all. I know people who would also know. I didn't say you. Might have alluded to it, but
Daz, we are getting closer and closer, and that
I'm
might
watching.
Stop right now.
I'm so, watching it blossom before my eyes.
I was going to say before you go on that I went over and as we said a little bit earlier, had some lunch over at your lovely house with your lovely family. What a lovely day that it was.
A lot of lovely.
It was great to have you, Daz.
Don't get much of an opportunity to do that these days, but it was just to get invited over and meet fam. We are connected in so many ways. It's really, if we had more time to talk about it, just everything we talk about, there seems to be a connection somehow.
And you're related to that lady in Japan somewhere. I mean, you guys have got some connections everywhere.
I'm not sure about Japan, Cindy,
but
let's go with it. Yes, Cindy.
Great. Yeah. Thanks, Baz. Thanks.
So thank you. Thank you again.
Absolute pleasure. It was great to have you over yesterday, Daz. And Cindy, you missed out on a great roast pork and roast lamb.
And pavlova at the end.
Pavlova. Lynn made the pavlova. And,
wondering, there's no doggy bag that's been brought in for me this morning, Baz?
No.
Was there none left? Daz would have eaten a lot, didn't he? Clean it up.
Demolished it.
No, it was great lunch, and great that you and Lynn could touch base again after so many years, Daz.
Yeah, it's nice. But, too much family in your life these days. When family sort of just disappears all over the place, it's nice to be included in family, which is wonderful.
Fantastic. And it's probably been about 3 weeks since I've actually seen you two.
Yes.
And last time I was actually in the studio, I set up a challenge.
Mm.
And we touched base on the telephone a couple of weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
How are we going, guys?
Mm-hmm.
It's been an experience. What I've enjoyed the most, and it's been hard. It's been very, very hard, but we've been able to support our way through that. What I've enjoyed the most is the process. So it's understanding with our personal trainers what Mo had set us up with our personal trainers, Tash and Jordan, on a Tuesday and Friday.
Yes.
But what we've learned also is that we know how to work out for that short burst period of time. We know we get the maximum out of the half an hour that we have on those mornings. But the mornings we go through and we haven't got a personal trainer, we now understand that we need to work out differently. So when we go on, say, a Wednesday, Thursday by ourselves, we don't just go and hop on a treadmill or a bike and just pedal away for 20 minutes or 25 minutes. We work hard. We'll jump on five or six different machines and just have short bursts for 3 or 5 minutes. So it's actually, I reckon it's educated us on what we should be doing to work out.
Definitely.
We know what's working different parts of our body. So it's been a very much an education.
Well, look, that's fantastic. Great and well done. And how many sessions a week would you be doing?
Four.
Four sessions a week?
Yep.
Well, I'm going to set a challenge for you.
Oh.
Wow.
All right? Because I've been thinking about this for the last week. We're in the last week of April.
Yep.
And I was reflecting back, and we've been talking a lot about losing weight.
Mm.
And the type of exercise that you're doing doesn't... It will encourage loss of fat, will encourage the increase in muscle as well.
Right.
So you might not be seeing it on the scales, and I don't believe you've had a weigh-in yet.
No.
So I tell you what, if you... have 5 workouts between now and this time next week.
Five
workouts.
Okay.
I'm going to donate.
Yep.
All right. The YMCA here in Casey will donate 10 three-month memberships to the Cranbourne Information and Support Service. So I want to get away from worrying about weight. I want to get more involved in being active and investing in your health and not worrying too much about your actual weight loss as such.
Okay.
And this morning, because... We're donating, well, hopefully, if you guys can actually do this. And
we'll do it.
We're doing it.
5 sessions between now and next Monday. We're donating 10 three-month memberships to the Cranbourne Information Support Services.
Oh.
We've got Leanne here from Cranbourne Information Support Services to... You know, welcome Leanne, and hopefully touch base this time next week. You can use 10 memberships to Casey or the Casey facilities.
Absolutely, thank you so much for welcoming me onto the show. And this came as a bit of a surprise, and certainly an early morning for me. I know you guys are really used to it. It was a new one out of the ballpark for me, so I had to smash the alarm really early. But what a generous gesture, and the fact that you guys have committed so much to literally working out and working hard, some people are really going to benefit from this. So it's actually win-win, isn't it?
You guys
benefit. You feel great.
Absolutely fantastic. We are so happy to be part of this. Thank you, Baz. Thank you. And Daz, I'm going to say to... Oh, this is ridiculous, Baz and Daz. I'm going to say to you, Baz, that Daz has been amazing because I've been... I've been really struggling. I'm not going to lie to you. It's just I'm a normal person. I'm going through some, you know, some real, I'm really struggling at the moment. And he's been amazing.
Look, and that's...
He's been pushing me. Yeah.
And that's great. And that's the benefit of having a friend there. And yep. I know you've got a mate that you work out with, yes. with Cindy. But yes. Someone there that'll help you. And when it is that, you know, cold morning, it's dark and you go, oh, I don't want to get out of bed. Yep. But... I've got to get there because I know yep. that Daz will be there. I know that Cindy will be there. And yep. you were telling me yesterday, Daz, how, you know, the other day you got up and you didn't want to get up, but you knew that Cindy would be there. So you had
waiting.
To be there as
I think
well.
It's easier for him to get out of bed and meet me at the gym rather than cop that phone call later.
Yeah, I don't want that. Yeah. Not at all. I'm just wondering, I've got 3 shifts at the gym this week. Does that count?
No.
Like 3 out of 5 doesn't count. Well, 3 don't out of a 5?
No, mate. No.
We'll do our 5. That's easy. I think what I've found much easier now is it's re-established the routine, which I know that I had lost. I'd had it. It was part of my life. It was part of my routine. I moved back to Melbourne. My life was sort of thrown around a little bit without having somewhere to stay. I was just staying with some people, and my routine got thrown out. So the 5 days a week became 3, sometimes 2. Not finding excuses, but there was always something else. I'll go later on. I don't have to go at 5:30 anymore. I can go at 9 o'clock, and then 9 o'clock would roll, and you'd be doing something else. This has re-established routine again, which is exactly what I think we both needed. You're really good at going every morning anyway, perhaps not doing the right thing.
I am absolutely 100% fantastic at just turning up there. It's when I get there that I'm just like, I don't want to do this. Yeah. But we do. Yeah.
Can I just pick up something there, Daz? You said Cindy's not perhaps doing the right thing. Anything you do is great. Okay?
Thanks, Baz. Thank you.
And you say you... walking on a treadmill or whatever, that is fantastic. Yeah. You do 5 minutes of activity is 5 minutes much, much, much better spent than doing nothing.
Yeah.
And
I agree.
Oh, I just want to encourage everyone to think, and that's why I like Active April. It's not weight loss April or anything like that. It is about being active. Mm. And you know, that's what we're encouraging. But I want to talk about Cranbourne Information Support Services and the great work that you do. We have a great partnership with the YMCA and CIS, as we call it. And so tell us a little bit, Leanne, about what you do and everything that you offer.
Sure. Well, this is certainly something that is not in the norm of what we offer. We work generally with the most vulnerable people in our community. So we've been going, this is our 40th year. We celebrate our Ruby anniversary, if you like.
Love
so
that.
If anybody wants to, you know, shower me with rubies, that would be welcome too. But no, it's not about me. So we do work with the most vulnerable. So a lot of people who come into us are very lonely, very isolated. They struggle with poverty. Unfortunately, look, it's not poverty that looks like it does in India or Africa, but certainly we have kids who aren't wearing the right uniform to go to school, or they don't have a lunchbox that's filled with food at all, let alone healthy food. We might have parents who are struggling to put food on the table at night or to pay rent, to pay the electricity bill. So they're struggling with, what do I do this week? Do I pay that bill? Do I buy meat? Do I get fresh veggies? What do I do? And so it does kind of link back to this Active April and being healthy. We know that when we look at some of our health-related issues that are around poverty in this area, it's often because of a reliance on what we call yellow food, you know, the party pies and the chips you can chuck in the oven because they're cheap, they're easy, you can buy the no-name varieties, the kids will eat them, parents don't have to argue about Brussels sprouts, but it's not actually healthy and it's not cheap in the long run because we all know that ill health costs us a lot more individually and as members of the community. So we have a range of services. We can help people with counselling, financial counselling, with food, of course, and food vouchers, petrol vouchers. We can assist people with prescription medication if that's something that they need. Obviously not all the time. We have a budget as well that's fairly limited. But where this amazing gesture comes in is that whole concept that we're part of a community and it's not just about one element of a person's life. It's about their physical health, but it's also about their social connections and their psychological well-being as well. So a 3-month membership to, say, Casey Race or Casey Arc is actually going to give people who may normally never step foot through that door the opportunity to try something new, to meet new people, to feel some of those benefits that you guys are feeling every day when you go, those endorphins that are racing through your body when you, you know, work up a sweat, and just to have friendly people say hi when you go in. So they're building connections, they're building community, they're feeling better about themselves, and just something they would never have had the chance to do. And we see this happening when we use the WISE Open Doors program from time to time as well. So I just want to say thank you. Thank you so much.
It's the least we can do. We're thrilled to be part of the program, thrilled always, of course, to be partnering with Barry and the team there at the centres. But what do people, I think a lot of people don't understand, I've got a much better understanding now being back and being back on the show, is exactly the sort of work that happens in the community, which a lot of the people in our area just don't know. They don't know the sort of work that Barry, you and your team do. It's more of an understanding that I have now. I think the more that we can create that awareness, the better it is for everybody.
For sure. Absolutely. And it really is a team effort. A lot of people don't realise, for example, that we have homeless people who live in Cranbourne and the city of Casey. Mm-hmm. Well, where do they go? What do they do? Well, a whole lot of us do things that are pretty much Band-Aid. You know, we give food parcels and food vouchers. We provide referrals to support services. But we know people are out there sleeping in tents. Well, the Y, for example, gave us a whole pile of passes that we can actually give to people who normally wouldn't be able to access hot showers. And they can go in and use the facilities.
That's great.
So that's a real partnership that has absolute... well, it's absolute generosity, but it's, again, it's about connection and community. It's that whole concept of a village, you know, and that's what we have in Cranbourne. I think a lot of people, you know, they look down on the area, they talk about crime, and they talk about, you know, the massive growth and the lack of infrastructure, but they don't focus on the things that are working really, really well in our community, and that is that these organisations are working so hard and working so well together to create a better community for everybody.
Daz, can I just jump in for a minute? It is April. April is a collection month for Share the Dignity as well. So the pads and tampons that we collect, I reckon we're going to get up to about 1,500, will be donated to part of your charity as well. So the people that are listening to our show that do donate will know that these are the types of people that are getting our donations as well, which is really, really important for me to say.
Absolutely. Share the Dignity is another awesome organisation. We've worked very closely with them for the last couple of years, so not just in the April and August pad and donation. The handbags, that's exactly right. So we do the handbags in November, December, and lots of women and teenage girls as well who get to walk away with some beautiful gifts at Christmas, which is just lovely.
I had a whole heap of handbags that I donated. I just wasn't using them anymore. Didn't match my attire. I moved on. Fashion choice.
Well, when you update, if they're still in good condition next time, let us know because we can use them. Okay. And we will use them. We can pass them on to this fantastic charity.
I'm going to make a serious tone here after that silly comment, Dan.
I love that.
Bring it right back down.
I was reflecting as I was driving over here for the 3 hours that it takes me to get here.
Chopper not available this morning, Dan?
No, not again. But I was reflecting on the nature of giving and charity and how many good causes there are right throughout the world.
Yep.
And something that you're talking about there, Leanne, is the benefit of being local and the amount of need locally and the impact we can have on so many lives in our own community. Yep. And we're lucky enough to be in a situation where we can facilitate that. And help a lot of people along the way. And just what a great partnership between the YMCA, 3SER and CIS. It's just, you know, we're all working together to be able to help people. I'm just stoked about it.
It's one of those really feel-good kind of, you know, situations where if we all can, it's not much. We don't do that much. And a little bit from everybody can make a difference.
Absolutely.
We chatted yesterday briefly around the community and also the sheer amount of work you did to get the tender back again. And we were chatting yesterday about what people don't understand, the amount of work that was involved in getting the tender back, but what would have potentially been lost if you hadn't have been reappointed again. The amount of work that's done in the community that may not have been done to the level that is getting done now. So we're just absolutely thrilled that that's happened. I can see there's a sense of relief on you now, Baz, the sheer amount of work that you did to make sure that got across the line, and people are thrilled that that you're back reappointing. Another 6 years, is it?
6 plus 2 plus 2, so up to 10 years.
10 years, which is fantastic. Just quickly before I let you go, because I'm getting wrapped up, I keep an eye out of my left eye. What's the update on the flooring round there over here at Race?
We've got around the slides area, and the leisure area is blocked off. That's all being updated. It should be a week or so away, and that'll all be open. Yep. But it's coming along really, really well. And, once again, just some patience, please.
Yeah, it's been very much a long process, but a great process. I haven't been up there for ages because I'll get sent up dark all the time now. Yeah. Hey, as always, a pleasure every week. We look forward to having you join us.
Thank you very much. Great to be here.
Welcome back to work again. I'm sure they'll love to see your smiley face around the centre. Yeah. And Leanne, thanks for joining us this morning. It's been great.
Thank you very much for the opportunity to talk about such an amazing organisation, the Y, as well as our own.
Hey, thrill. We're looking forward to accepting that challenge and knocking that one on the head this week.
Good luck.
Yes, we are. 24 minutes.